I'm doing fantabulastic.
Wow.
Myosynthiopastic.
Well, okay then.
Yes. You know why?
Because you're happy?
I am very happy.
Awesome.
I am very, very happy. Are you happy?
I'm quite happy. However, we are still recovering from...
A sickness.
The flu.
Da flu.
It was a while ago, but we have lingering symptoms.
We have lingering, like the stuffy nose and the congestion and the cough.
A little bit, yeah.
Which...
So we forgive ourselves if we don't sound well here.
Yes,
but...
we forgive ourselves if we don't sound well.
So yes, I'm happy. I'm just...
Sick.
I got a little leftover stuff.
Yes.
I got a bunch of stuff.
So with this cold specifically, it makes my laugh sound like I'm a 40-year smoker. So if you hear a wheeze, just know it's me. It's not mom, it's me.
Okay.
Okay, so...
Why, thank you for that.
This episode, we are going to be talking about our favorite songs growing up, or the songs that made the most impact in our lives growing up.
Part one.
Part one of two.
Correct.
Because we have so many goddamn songs.
Correct.
That we just can't choose which one we want to do on this episode. Otherwise, we'd have like a 2-hour episode, and at that point, we might as well have a video, and then we can make a movie.
Correct. Why didn't we?
No, I know,
joking.
Right?
I'm joking.
Just
anyway.
Make a... But, to start this episode off, before we get into the nitty-gritty song stuff, we are going to start with the word of the day.
Yes, we are.
As always, we shall contend for who goes first with a friendly game of rock, paper, scissors.
Very friendly.
Very friendly. No competition.
What?
No competition. Okay, ready?
All right, ready.
We're going on.
Wait,
shoot.
I gotta think.
Got it.
All right, got it.
Okay, ready?
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Damn, it's a tie.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah. Wait.
Wait. Okay, got
it. Wait. Okay.
Right.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. God damn it. Okay, mom won.
I won.
She played the good old scissor double in a row. Okay.
Yep.
You got me with that one. You did get me with that one, but it will not happen again.
No, except it will.
It will. It most likely will.
Okay, I would like to go first.
Okay.
I would like to go first.
All right. What is your word slash phrase of the day for this lovely evening?
Mine is a phrase of the day, as usual.
Yeah.
And it's called...
Yeah, what's it called?
A stitch in time saves nine.
A stitch in time saves nine. All right. Well, it does rhyme a little bit. A stitch in time saves nine. So, what I'm going to say is that... A stitch in time. So if you were to do something, stitch in time. If you were to do something that would normally take, let's say, like 5 or 10 minutes, like doing the dishes. Let's say you were doing the dishes and it's a pretty light load right now. That's what she said.
You're such an idiot.
Okay, so let's say it's a pretty light load, so if you do it now, it won't be any work, pretty much. It would take you like 30 seconds, 45 seconds. Let's say you wait until tomorrow, and you share a house with 5 people, as I do, or 4 people. Share a house with 4 people and a dog, as I do, and you know, Cooper does the most dishes around here. But they will pile up, so over time, the dishes will take a hell of a lot longer to do. So instead of being like a 30 second to a minute job, it becomes a 10 to 15 minute job. So you just 10x'd the amount of time it's going to take to do that.
Okay then, well, you are correct.
Thank you. I'm so glad. You know, I felt kind of confident halfway through, and then I lost confidence a little bit because I lost my train of thought. And then I got it back. So I got back my confidence. My word for this week is actually a combination of two, and it is going to be say less.
Say less.
Say less.
Say less. Well, my name is Les.
Yes.
So you're calling me Mama? I'm joking.
Say Mama.
So, say Les. It means, well, we all know I'm quite literal.
Yes.
So my initial guess is, say Les means shut up.
Shut up.
Just shut
up. Say Les.
Shut up.
It does not mean shut up.
Okay.
It is a very good guess. Maybe in a parallel universe it means shut up, but not in this one.
Say less. Okay, can I have it in a sentence?
Yes, you can. Okay, I'm going to talk as two different people, just because it makes this go by a lot smoother than if I were to just come up with a sentence.
Okay.
So
hit me.
My two characters for this little story are going to be Mike and Darby.
Okay.
Darby is going to be a friend of Mike's. Okay, here we go. Hey, Mike. I was wondering, are you free after school today?
I mean, like, I have football practice, but after that, I'm free.
Do you want to go see a movie? Maybe the new Avatar that just came out?
Say less.
It means absolutely.
Yes. Yes, it does.
You guys have the weirdest terms for everything.
Well, you know, that's probably what I'm going to think about one of my kids and their words. Because the big step was from your generation to my generation. We just make shit up all the time.
Yeah, you do.
You guys actually had, like...
There are reasons behind it.
You guys had... What's the word? Structure to your sayings and your words. Whereas we just come up with a word, and then our entire generation is like, yeah, that means something.
Yeah, which is crazy. Which means, really, if we really wanted to, we could just make a word up.
We could make a word up. Flongus.
No, I don't like that word.
Blimbo.
No. We'll move forward now. We'll think of one. Pong?
Pong.
But what?
P-U-N-G.
No, I don't like that one either. Okay. No. We will...
We'll think of one. It'll just come up.
We will.
Okay. Say less. Would you like to move on to the episode, Mom?
Say less.
Let's go! Okay, you're learning.
Yeah.
Leslie Learning Parker.
Mm-hmm.
So, this time on The Generation Gap, we are going to be talking about songs that we believe influenced our entire childhood.
Things that moved us. It doesn't have to be the childhood,
yes.
But
okay. Yes.
Who we are. It's just things that moved us. People, songs
that shaped us into who we are today.
Right.
Yeah.
To some extent. Yes.
So, because rules are rules, and you won rock, paper, scissors for this episode, would you like to go first with our first song, or would you like me to?
I would be happy to.
Okay.
Okay.
What would be your first...
My foist?
What would be...
My foist song?
What would be your foist song, Moin?
My foist song would be...
Yes.
Chris Isaak, Wicked Game.
Can you refresh me a little bit? Just sing a little tune?
No, I cannot. Please? Nope.
Okay.
It came out in 1989, which means...
Oh, wow. That's an older song.
It is a little bit older.
Isn't he still making music?
Oh, yes. But that song was just... It blew up. It was... Mm-hmm. It's a kind of a slow song. It's kind of a sexy song.
Oh.
His voice is amazing. And it's just... It's... Beautiful.
It's
so
beautiful.
You really should, you know, play it and listen to it, mm-hmm. because it's worth the listen. It's been around for a very long time because they still play it now.
You heard it here first. You heard it here first. If you're trying to have sexy time, listen to
Chris Isaak.
Chris
Wicked
Isaak.
Game.
Wicked Game.
Foist.
Foist.
My All right, what's yours?
My foist song is going to be a classic of my generation, Poker Face,
mm-hmm.
by Lady Gaga. This song I can hear going on in my brain at least 4 times a week.
Really?
At least 4 times a week. Wow. Just because there was this one video that circulated. First of all, this song came out in 2008. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that's when I first heard it, because I would have been around 4 or 6 years old. But I think I heard it for the first time around 2011. Mm-hmm. So 10 or 11 years old, or 8 or 9. So, Poker Face. The reason I think about this song all the time is because poke her face. It's a joke. So how do you wake up Lady Gaga?
Oh my gosh. You really?
Poke her face.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So I will say, and I've said it before many times, there are few female singers' voices. Female artists' voices that I can tolerate because I don't like the high pitch. There are very few.
Yeah.
She has an amazing voice. She is brilliant. She's a songwriter. She's brilliant. And her voice is strong and firm.
And full.
And I would definitely see her in concert.
You could say that her voice is definitely not...
Okay, here we go. Okay, my next one.
Yes, what would your next one be, Mom?
My next one was from 1980.
Okay.
So that would make me 15-ish. Right? And it was by REO Speedwagon, which was a very popular band. And for me, one of their most famous songs is Keep On Loving You. And I remember.
Kind of,
but yes, it's a great song.
Yes,
and they have many, many good songs.
Do you remember, like, around? Did you hear this song for the first time when it came out?
I don't remember when I heard it for the first time, but I remember listening to it when I would be out with my friends at 15,
like in the radio or.
The radio, or we went to a like a game store, or actually arcade. It was an arcade.
Yes.
Where you hung out with kids your ages, and everybody was just having fun. They had music playing. They had a jukebox. They had foosball. They had
air hockey.
They had no food. Store. They had pinball machines, and you just got together and had fun. Mm-hmm. And that's when I remember hearing it.
REO Speedwagon. Well, my next song is probably not going to be as much of a banger as that one is. You know what banger means, right? It's self-explanatory.
Yeah.
Yeah. My next one... Yeah, what?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Your idea of banger and mine are different, maybe.
My next one is going to be Pump It by the Black Eyed Peas. This song, I remember, I was first introduced to in the movie Flushed Away.
Seriously?
Yes.
Okay.
And the Flushed Away, I believe, came out in 2011, and it was one of the Slugs theme songs. And... oh my God, that song, I've memorized every single word, and I listen to it all the time, and it's one of my, like, stress-relieving songs. Awesome. Because it brings me back to that nostalgic time when the biggest worry in my life was whether or not Remy the Rat would come back to the surface.
That's awesome.
Yes.
That's awesome.
What is your next song, Mother?
My next one is by Journey, which was one of my favorite bands. Actually, Journey was the very first band I ever saw in concert.
I will say that Journey is one of my favorite bands from your generation.
Wow.
Yes. They have such an iconic rhythm.
I think I was 17.
What song specifically?
This song was Oh Sherry.
Oh Sherry.
And it's very, very popular.
I may not know how it goes. Could you give me a little...
No, I cannot.
God damn it.
I can't. If I could sing, I would, okay. But I can't.
Okay.
It was released in 1983, which would have put me like about 18.
Okay.
So you know what? So what's really cool is it was released then, and I saw it right about then.
That must have been so...
It was unbelievable.
I remember hearing that you, when you saw them in concert, you were like, this band is going to go so far.
Unbelievable. Like, this I saw band them is twice. Going to be... I saw them twice in the same week at the same place because they were so good. So they were my first two bands that I yes. saw. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Okay, so that one was Journey's Oh Sherry. My next one is going to be a, I keep saying a classic, but this one is going to be Give Me Everything by Pitbull featuring Neo and Naya. So, Give Me Everything, I remember hearing for the first time, it came out in, it was a 2011 smash hit. I believe it has over 1 billion views on Spotify.
Wow.
I heard this song for the first time when I went to one of my first summer camps.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember what the activity was, but that song stuck with me. It was like a magnet. And then a few years later, or maybe the same year, but we would go to like the winter camp. So we went for like a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
There was a big yoga room that we would play with, like yoga balls and dodgeballs. Mm-hmm. Shout out all the balls in the world, by the way.
so weird.
We would, and that song would be playing on speakers in every single corner of the room, and I would just like get in my head and just pretend I'm at a concert and everything like that. It was a very, very good song.
That's awesome.
What might the next of yours be, Mom?
All right, the next one of mine is iconic.
Okay.
Absolutely iconic. Your generation knows it as well, I believe. And it was by Don McLean, American Pie.
Yes.
Came out in 71. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Miss American Pie.
Drove my Chevy to my levee.
But the levee was dry.
Anyway, such an amazing song. He's a storyteller.
That is my one of the few songs that I cannot not sing to.
No, you have to sing to it. You have to move to it when it comes on.
So when do you think you heard that? So you said it came out in 71.
I don't think you
definitely weren't listening to it at six at years six, old.
No. But I don't know that I know where I was or how old I was. Most likely an early teen.
Okay.
So is
like,
my guess.
Okay. So like 13, 14.
Yeah.
Okay. That I've learned, just based on like this list alone, this combination of both part one and part two, that most of my most influential and memorable songs are from middle school. So 13, right. Like 12, 13, 14.
Right.
I guess that is just a very developing time in our minds and mm-hmm. when we come up with preferences in music.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of music, since we're on the goddamn topic for this entire episode, my next piece of art is going to be On the Floor by Jennifer Lopez featuring Pitbull. You may or may not realize, but it is a recurring theme that I do like Pitbull.
I do know
Pitbull
that.
Pitbull makes incredible dance music.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was younger, I loved to dance. And still to this day, specifically when either you're not working or no one's alone or no one's home, I will dance till my heart's content in my room with full volume playing. And I just... This is definitely one of those songs because there's a part in the song that goes,
You can't get it.
Just something about that song just is like it gives me a brain worm. Like, it gives me an earworm. I just cannot stop listening to it like 20 times.
That's awesome. Awesome.
So that would have been On the Floor by Jennifer Lopez.
That was.
Yes, so that, forgot to say, that came out as well as 2011,
mm-hmm.
so I was around 9 years old.
Okay. My next one is a band called Duran Duran, which was very, very popular. This song came out in 82, so I was...
What was the century?
1982.
Thank you.
Noel.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh.
Rather than like 2000.
Well, it's not 2082 yet, is it?
No. And you definitely weren't born in 1865.
Okay. Anyway, Duran Duran, Hungry Like a Wolf, iconic for our generation, my generation growing up. It was just, it's catchy. all of their songs were catchy, mm-hmm. but this one just stood out. Hungry Like a Wolf, and then he like howled like a wolf, and it was just kind of cool. It's a cool song.
It sounds brilliant.
It's worthy
of your, yes, worthy of your ears. So that was Hungry Like a Wolf by Duran Duran.
Mm-hmm.
My next one is going to be Umbrella by Rihanna.
Mm-hmm.
And I have heard on multiple occasions
that you absolutely hate
this song.
I like her. Her voice is beautiful. I like her. This song, oh my God. Sorry, I can't.
It's okay. So the song is Rihanna featuring Jay-Z. And how it starts is like, it's like,
yeah, that part didn't even
that's how it starts, and that's how I knew it was going to be a
it's
good song.
It's more the Ella. Like, oh Ella, my God, Ella, it's Ella, an umbrella. It's an umbrella, not an umbrella. Ella.
Yes. So that song came out in 2007. So I definitely wasn't listening to it at 5 years old. I think I was first introduced to this around middle school as well.
Mm-hmm. Again, don't get me wrong. I think she's a wonderful artist. Yes. And most of her songs I like.
She's now a mother to ASAP Rocky's baby.
Mm.
And they just released some footage of the kid. And he is the most goddamn adorable baby I've ever seen in my entire life.
Mm. Maybe.
Besides myself as a kid.
Besides my three kids. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, my next one was very nostalgic for me.
Mm-hmm.
It was Pink Floyd, and it came out in 79, and it's called We Don't Need No Education. It was from, I think the album was The Brick, or,
okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or The Wall.
Or The Wall, another brick in the wall, I'm sorry. Listen, I go back far for this one.
Yes, I understand,
All right, We Don't Need No Education. I remember listening to this when I used to go roller skating, so I was 15-ish.
And this was
and
a
the
rebel
whole
song.
Crowd would just sing this song because it's a rebel song. Yes. Absolutely. Like, you know what? Yeah.
F school.
I don't need that. I don't need that. And right? Although I did, but
Do you have the tune in your head?
We don't need no education. Yeah.
So good.
Awesome song.
So good. Everything Pink Floyd is just incredible.
Yeah.
They're amazing. Transitioned music. Mm-hmm. From rock into like psychedelic rock.
It was unbelievable. That album, The Wall, is the most amazing album I think they ever had, ever.
Mm-hmm.
It's a double album, I believe.
Yes, it's
two-sided. They made a movie from it.
They did make a movie off of it.
But yes, worth listening to.
Yes. So, not nearly as influential as We Don't Need No Education by Pink Floyd. My next one is going to be Payphone by Maroon 5.
Mm-hmm.
This song came out... When it comes to Maroon 5, I'm so lost when it comes to when their songs came out.
Because they've been around for a long time.
I know.
They were one of my favorites way back
when. So Payphone came out all the way back in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
So that was 10 years ago that song came out. I thought that song came out like 6 years ago.
Really?
Yeah. And then like the song Sugar.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, please. That came out in 2015, mm-hmm. 7 years ago.
See, I like their older stuff.
So you like, it's like, Sunday morning, got you in the morning with another man in my bed.
Yeah.
You can't hang around me anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're old school, like early 2000s, or late 2000s, early 2010s. That was a brilliant time in their lives. That's when they were really shooting to fame, I think.
He's incredible. Yeah. He just makes amazing music. Yeah. I do prefer their older, but everything that he comes out with is practically
and
a hit.
Specifically the song Payphone is when I was one of the first songs that I was introduced to rap music. So there's a rap part by Wiz Khalifa. He's known as the King of Stoners or the Prince of Stoners. Underneath Snoop Dogg, the King of Stoners. And I was introduced to a completely different kind of flow than what pop is. And I loved it. I loved the rhythm and the melody. It was insane. It was a very influential song.
Okay, my next one was by Billy Idol, who was brilliant for a short amount of time. Why? He had a few albums, and then he kind of disappeared. Mm-hmm. But he had some great music, and this song is Money Money, which is well worth listening to. Mm-hmm. It came out in 81. Interestingly enough, I went to UNH for the first couple of years of college, and he played at UNH.
Billy Idol UNH? Played at?
Yeah, it was either UNH or New Hampshire College, one of those two.
He played at a college. That's awesome.
And it was awesome. And mm-hmm. Money Money is just one of those, you can't not move.
Did he play
it.
That song?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's
very,
awesome.
Very popular song.
Yes.
Another one, Dancing With Myself. You've heard that one?
I'm not very good at names.
Okay. Anyway, it's definitely worth listening to.
Anything Billy Idol is worth listening to. My next one is going to be from the year 2010, which makes me 8 years old. I was not listening to this song until around 2013, making me around 11. And it is called Grenade by Bruno Mars.
I remember it.
So this song was like my heartbreak song. Mm-hmm. And when I was younger, I was I always had friends that were girls mostly, but I did have a few guy friends. But being around girls more often means I was in relationships more often, or just like liked girls more often. So when I would like hang out with a girl in school and we'd like hold hands and like have class, like learn about the alphabet together or something like that, then she'd be like, oh, I like Jack, or I like John, and I don't like you anymore. And then I'd be like, easy come, easy go. That's the way I live. Oh, break it on.
Yeah.
That song.
Yeah.
That song was just my heartbreak song, and my little heart broke.
Wow.
All the way back in 2010.
Okay. Tears for Fears is next.
Okay.
They were a band that was fun. It was a fun band, and the song is Shout.
Come on.
Shout. Let it all out. These are the things anyway, I can't live without. So
come on.
The voice of the lead singer was really distinctive,
yes.
And I loved it.
Yes, very distinctive.
And their
very
music
unique.
Was their music was good too. It was
tolerable.
Different. It was different than a lot of the mm-hmm. bands out there. So I really liked that. And
as
that one
B.O.B.
came out
once
in
said,
85.
Bands will make her dance.
Okay.
My next one is going to be Where Are Them Girls At by Flo Rida featuring David Guetta. David Guetta was the EDM artist of my generation growing up. And that song, featuring Nicki Minaj as well, when she was in her prime around 2011 to 2014, this song specifically came out in 2011. God damn, this song was a hit in my head.
I don't know it.
It's not very well known. It's not like one of his greatest hits. Mm-hmm.
But
you
appreciate
like
it.
Low or
right
something like that.
Which
but I
loved
that song.
Yeah. All right. Cool. All right. So one of the crazy bands that I liked that
yes.
many of us liked during my generation was Ozzy Osbourne, who's still around today. You hear him everywhere.
Yes.
Right.
He's always in the media doing
but
crazy
his music,
shit.
His music was awesome. I'm not gonna lie. And the one I liked was Crazy Train. Mm-hmm. It was 1980.
Was this before or after the bat situation?
Oh my gosh, I don't know. It's probably during. It was probably during. That was probably one of the albums. The album. I don't know where. Yeah. He tends to get in trouble now and again, and during a concert. He bit the head off of a bat.
Yes.
Anyway, but his music was good.
So my next artist slash song isn't going to be nearly as crazy as Ozzy himself. This one is going to be called Dead and Gone by Timberland featuring Justin Timberlake.
Mm-hmm, I remember this.
And this song specifically was on my MP3 player growing up. I can't remember the age range, but I'm thinking I was around 8 to 11. Like, this song came out in 2008. I would have been 6. So I'd say like 8 to 11 is when I started listening to this song. And It's like, oh, I've been driving on this road too long, trying to find my way back home.
Yeah, I remember that song. They played it on, I don't know what.
Did they play like it on the radio?
American Academy Award. They played it live.
Oh, the AMAs?
I don't know, AMAs or something, but it was amazing. It's unfortunate you don't hear it anymore because it's one of those songs.
It's one of those great songs that makes you feel good, and it has a very, very interesting and detailed story to it.
Yeah.
So that was my
That's fantastic.
That was my next one.
So my last one.
Already?
Of course, yes.
Jesus Christ.
We cannot ignore Michael Jackson.
Oh my God, you're right.
You know, people love him, people hate him. However, he was amazing. He's one of those brilliant artists, brilliant, and there are several of them, but he's a brilliant one.
Whether you're a hater or a lover of him, he changed the world.
Right. He's brilliant. And I loved his music. It was dance music. It was fun. But this song was called Dirty Diana, which is one of his better songs. And that one came out in 88. And I just read something recently in the past 6 months or so that he played for Princess Diana.
Yes, I remember. He wasn't supposed to play the song.
He did not. He played a concert and Princess Diana was there. And he specifically left that song out because of her.
Yes.
And after the concert, she spoke with him and was very disappointed that he didn't play the song.
I love that story.
Isn't it amazing? Yeah.
She pulled him aside and was like, I would have loved if you played Dirty Diana.
Yeah.
But that song is incredible. But she wanted to respect the royal family.
Absolutely.
Of course, which is completely... Absolutely. Was he American or was he English?
American, I think. I'm not... Yeah, American, I think.
Because this is Thriller. Yeah, he was American.
I believe so.
And
your last one?
My last one for today is going to be a weird one that you probably have never, ever heard of. It's called And We Danced by Macklemore featuring Ziggy Stardust.
Oh, really? I know the name Macklemore because I know...
So it's not Ziggy as in David Bowie.
Right.
It's someone portraying the character of Ziggy Stardust. And this song was very vulgar.
Oh.
It was a party song. Mm-hmm. And I remember listening to this song on the bus ride to 4th and 5th grade, just absolutely feeling myself and feeling like a party king. And then I'd go into school and not talk to anybody. Yes. So this song, And We Danced, came out in 2009. It's back when Macklemore was still a part of the band Macklemore and Ryan Lewis.
Yeah.
But yeah, those are our...
That's awesome.
Those are our favorite... Those are some of our favorite songs growing up.
So this is part one. We each had 10 songs.
Yes.
We'll do part two next time.
And we'll have 10 more.
We'll have 10 more. Mm-hmm. I could go on and on and on, but we won't.
Yes, because,
we don't want to beat a dead horse.
No, don't want to beat a dead horse until it learns how to fish.
No. Yeah. Okay.
Well. On that note.
We hope you enjoyed this. We hope you enjoyed this, and you should listen to every one of these songs because Noel and I, we love music, and songs move us, and these songs moved us, and it's worth listening to.
I'm not trying to brag, but we are both very, very musically inclined, and we can 100% figure out whether a song is good or bad.
We can hear it once and know that it will be popular.
And if it's a freaking goddamn banger, I tell you, and you tell me, and we listen to it with our eyes closed.
Yes, we do.
And we just
with the speaker loud as can be.
We just experience it.
And we speak nothing.
But. Do you know what we are going to speak on?
Yes. We're going to
three
say.
Three words.
We bid you adieu. Four words.
Four words.
Oh my God.
We bid you adieu.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, guys.